Let's go.
Totally Beverages.
And sometimes hot sauce.
That is a tasty root beer.
Coffee.
Water.
Cerveza.
Mountain Dew.
Beverages.
Beverages.
Beverages. Hot sauce.
Beverages.
Beverages.
Beverages. Hot sauce.
Welcome to Totally Beverages and Sometimes Hot Sauce, the show that was almost called K-Cups with Roro. I'm your host, Psychic Andy. Here, as always, right next to me, the beautiful, wonderful, delightful, blue-eyed Barbadian. Why the mug on your face, JoJo?
Because I had too much coffee this morning.
Is that a real coffee joke?
No. You said okay. Mug. I don't know.
Oh, that's really funny. We do our best over here.
Do we? Always. We always do.
We do our best. That is, we give it a good 85% over here.
I think that's the number. That sounds exactly right.
Did you ever see that thing, and this could be beverage-related or non-beverage-related, where it's like, ask yourself, if you would have done 90%, would you still have gotten the outcome of doing 100%? It's like some sort of like, you know, you don't have to chug the whole thing. Just chug 90% of it. You're going to feel the same.
That's true. In any other circumstance other than chugging, I think that is a fair thing. Will anybody, because there comes a point where like sometimes if it's a really hot day,
yeah,
like it's 110 or something, do you really feel that extra 10 degrees? You just know it's hot.
You just know,
you know, it's earth hot. Chill out. You don't need to bring it all in on us at the same time, you know?
You don't.
Save some energy.
We've got this is a special lunchtime Thursday dish. We've never recorded at this time. I'm very excited.
No. Did you eat lunch already?
Yeah. And I'll tell you what I had in a minute because I feel like it was appropriate for what we're going to drink.
Okay.
We've had quite a week. If you guys are watching this, I still have like a band-aid on my face because I got something hacked out of my face. And I found out you're not supposed to drink for a few days after that. I've been pretty out of it. So we had dreams. We were going to have all the ladies from Wilson Phillips on to drink tequila with us. We're going to have to put a pin in that for another time.
Another time. Another place.
But I see a lot of people in the chat today, which makes me excited for this daytime episode. Candace, loving the early episode here on the East Coast. Randy is here, my man. Randy is asking, where is the tapster piece? I'm going to be completely honest. It's been a couple wild weeks and I had it on my to-do list to go out today. And then something happened with work and I'm going to send that bad boy tomorrow. We're going to send that priority, Randy. If you don't have it by next week, you can come for me. Like,
are you going to send him a tracking number?
Yeah, why not?
Okay. Oh, you're already been forgiven. Look at that.
Just because the chat is so off the chain right now, I want to address a couple things here. I'm going back to this one real quick.
Oh, yeah.
M.W. Barnhart.
Oh, my God. Yes,
my friend who works in the bookstore got Kate Winslet to listen to Totally Lame, so maybe it's still a possibility. I'm calling complete bullshit on all of this. M.W. Barnhart, are you trolling us? Totally Lame's not even a thing. I mean, I think it might be sweet if you're telling her to listen to some old episodes of a podcast we did 10 years ago. I mean, that is lovely, but I just don't know. JoJo, are we getting trolled?
It does feel that way. The fact that it's not, is anybody listening? Or nobody's listening. Nobody knows
right.
Exactly.
Nobody's listening, right?
Nobody's listening, right.
If you guys want to check out my wife and I, we do have a podcast called Nobody's Listening, Right? But anyways, M.W. Barnhart, we absolutely love you. We love that you're here in the chat. We love that you're listening. But we don't know what to make about these Kate Winslet comments. And maybe you're being real, and that's cool. Make it happen. That's all I got to say, my friend.
Yeah, if this is real, I think it's smart to share Totally Lame. I feel like Elizabeth is a better emissary than either of us, like hacking into the microphone or whatever we're doing while drinking like weird horchata. So I think it's a fair
play.
Fair play. And though I have to say, I mean, our guest game is pretty strong, and I feel like she... no shade to the Totally Lame guests. You guys did great. You had me on the show, for God's sakes. So, you know, I think that, but I do feel very strongly about our slate of guests recently. And I would love, love for Kate Winslet to be one of those, as of course you
and
know.
And here's the other thing. It is not, I feel like, let's put this out there. It is not crazy to shoot your shot and suggest a beverage podcast to Kate Winslet or another wildly famous celebrity. And I'm not talking as a guest. I'm just talking as a fan. This might really be up Kate Winslet's alley. Like, we don't know. This might be the perfect thing for her to decompress after, you know, a day shooting with, who's a big movie star? That
Ron much? Perlman.
With Ron Perlman. You know what I mean? Maybe Ron Perlman likes to decompress at the end of the day in a bubble bath listening to T-Bash. We don't know. I guess this is another way of saying, too, if you are a big celebrity fan that is a listener kind of lurking in the shadows, come out and say hi to us because we know you're out there.
You can drop it in the chat if you want, but if that feels weird to you, you, of course, can find us on social media at T-Bash Live, and you can also email us at totallybeverages@gmail.com.
Okay, and in addition to that, JoJo, please pull up the beverage hotline because I have some beverage hotline news, but I need you to get that while I check the mailbag for something, okay?
Okie dokie.
So I'm going to our inbox. Let's see here. This is compelling podcasting, everybody.
It is. It's nice to listen to someone go to their inbox. Mm-hmm. We don't get that sound enough. I mean, I have it in sort of a soundboard kind of Foley capacity, but now,
you know what?
If anybody, for anybody who's out there waiting for the number, I didn't make it a little scrolly thing yet. I should. It is 909.
Yeah,
I've got it.
Okay.
It's 909-295. Cafe.
Oh, you stole it from me.
Oh, 909-295-2233.
Okay, Bev had Peter Harmon hit us up.
Guess of the spot.
Said, does the T-Bash phone number end with 2233 now? Which, can you confirm, JoJo?
I can confirm it does. 909-295-2233.
I remember when you used to have Bev's at the end. Well, 2233 could be cafe, which is coffee in Spanish. This, I mean, lifted me up in a way. This was the caffeine I needed today.
100%. Not only is it coffee, is it cafe, just not a wonderful gathering place in so many Western languages. That this is our gathering place, specifically here in the Twitch, in the stream.
Mm-hmm.
You're at the cafe. So if you want to join the conversation, 909-295 a cafe.
I can't wait to update the graphics next week for that. A little housekeeping real quick at the top, as we like to do. I'm not even going to pull up the vision board because it hasn't changed, but I do have a big ice maker for my lovely wife birthday present update. So last week, as many of you know, the ice maker still hadn't showed up, and we had a bit of an ethical conversation last week with LJ about whether or not I should just try to get this, whatever they sent like a bogus off-brand one to us. And I thought on Amazon it was going to be like, if your package hasn't shown up by this time, just come back here and get a refund. Well, it still didn't show like it had been delivered. So that day came when it was like, you can get your refund. And I smashed that button and it just swept me into this weird third party nightmare I wasn't expecting.
Oh, no.
Of like, now you got to start emailing with the people.
And no good deed goes unpunished.
So based on our conversation last week, I did, since it didn't show that it had been delivered to my house, I unethically said, I never received this. And, what's the deal? And then they're like, well, it shows that it was delivered. And I was like, oh, does it? Because I've been trying to track it. Can you send me all the tracking info? I have a nice exchange with them. They send me the tracking info. And they're like, it was actually delivered this date. I finally hit them back and I was like, oh, you know what? I was out of town that date. Let me look for it. Oh my gosh, I found it. Here's the deal. We opened it up, and this is not the ice maker we ordered, and I sent them a picture. And they responded, very, very nice. I'm so sorry, our bad.
Hmm?
Can we offer you 35% refund and you just keep it? And I'm like, what? What are they running here? Like, were they just assuming that they are squeaking by this model? Like, it really does feel like a thing. But I said, no, I'm sorry. I really would like a full refund, and I've yet to hear back yet. But so I still have not taken care of this. It's just, it's ongoing, and I don't know. They have been very nice over messaging, but I'm just...
Well, until now, I feel bad for getting back to you.
My wife. Yeah. Well, yeah, but I sent this earlier today.
Oh, okay. All right.
But that's where we're at.
That seems... Okay. That's good. Mm-hmm. I think you should have waited a little bit in between telling them that you did not have the package and then finding it and realizing it was not the right one.
I did. Oh, no, no. I did that perfectly.
Okay.
Don't worry about that.
As your unethical advisor.
Yes.
That's my two cents. Now, with this, you got to get the full refund because you wouldn't have bought this at all.
No.
If it was just some knockoff. And this is definitely a scam they're running. They're hoping either you don't notice and you're happy with the full price you paid. Mm-hmm. It's still a steep discount over what you got. But this offer of 35% off, because it makes you go like, oh, well, that's a significant savings. But if it's money you never would have spent.
But here,
or if the product sucks.
Here is the problem, though. Okay. It is sort of compelling because then it's like I spent, I don't know, we're talking $100 now or something for this ice maker. What if the ice maker is legit and works great?
Yeah.
But I feel like the second I open the seal on that box and take it out, I feel like I'm opening up a whole new thing of problems. And I just don't think the 35% refund is worth it. But I will, they do have their hooks in me a little bit of like, I'll never know. Like, what if this was the deal of the century? But my gut tells me no.
I think if you get one of those offers, if you get one that's any lower, if this does bring it below $100, then I think that is that's a price I'm comfortable with if this thing ends up being a real piece of shit.
Then it starts becoming a contest prize on our beverage podcast, Totally Beverages and Sometimes Hot Sauce.
You wouldn't use it? Or you would. You'd use it a little bit, see how it goes. If it's
and then I'd get the one of her dreams.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I don't think there's any world in which I'm convincing Elizabeth, like, hey, you know what?
This is actually pretty good.
Yeah, this is actually pretty good. Like, I don't even think it's getting put on the counter without tears in her eyes.
Oh, boy. And you haven't seen the inside of this box. This thing could also be a total beast, right? This thing could be
nothing. There could be nothing in this box. Because Elizabeth has gotten scammed on Instagram, like bought some like kids tablet, electronic tablet. It finally showed up. It was a piece of cardboard inside the box.
Are you serious?
A picture of a tablet. Oh, yeah. People are out there. They're snakes, JoJo. Snakes.
The Instagram promoted products thing is just the new as seen on TV. It is trying to get you involved with products that have no business on store shelves because they're not that great. And they're trying to prove their worth by selling a bunch of units over TV, right? But most of the time, they're very inferior. My wife got me a pair of scissors that has like a cutting board on the bottom blade of the scissors. So it's just like a chopper. It goes like this.
Okay.
So it's for like cutting scallions, I guess. It's its main. Oh, okay. I would say it's probably its main function because it's basically like a self-contained thing. The problem is, they're really shitty scissors, so they don't cut anything. Like anything they cut, it's like using like kids, the pre-safety scissors, the ones that are plastic. They basically just go like this. One over the top one just goes over the side for our listeners. So I believe in the scam artists. I'm surprised no product showing up. That's dark.
Yeah. Yeah. That's where we're at. How are you? How was Canada?
Fucking awesome. I have to be honest. Had a great time. I was in Western Canada. Hit two Canadian cities in Central and Western Canada. Winnipeg and Calgary. Mm. Two places I had never been.
Mm.
And surprisingly, delightful cities. And the most enjoyable part of both places was the food and beverages.
Mm.
I had some great drinks. I didn't even say this last week. I didn't get to it. I was so flustered.
I was drunk.
That's what I call it, flustered. At that day, maybe even started that very day, having the best pumpkin spice latte of my young life.
Really?
Yes. And now you might be saying to yourself, what could that possibly mean? What is the best pumpkin spice latte? And how have you drank so many pumpkin spice lattes to know what the best one could possibly be or rank them? Well, it's true. It's not normally a thing I go to and I'm getting some shade for my age in the chat now. That's right. My young life. I intend to live long. I would say a pumpkin spice latte, not part of my beverage profile in any season. I, of course, have had them before. Most of them I find syrupy and disgusting and taste more like candles than delicious things. But I do like pumpkin pie. So I'm here for that flavor profile. I took myself out to breakfast and the server said to me, we do have a special. I said, go on. Expecting to hear about some crazy pancakes. Said, we do have, it's not on the menu, but we do have a pumpkin spice latte. And just the way that she said it made me say, I'm in 100%. Give me the PSL. And it is beautiful. Comes out as this beautiful latte with the latte art on top and everything else. And looks like little, I don't know, fibrous little sprinkles on top. Maybe it's brown sugar. It might have been pumpkin guts. I don't know, because this thing tasted like pumpkin pie and coffee mixed together. It had even a bit of the texture of pumpkin in it. And I know that sounds a little gross. I know that sounds a little bit gross, but like pumpkin pie, it was like a velvety, ness to the whole thing that was fucking dynamite. And it was very good. A place called Clementine in Winnipeg. I should shout them out.
If you're there,
go fuck yourself.
What was it about how she said the special that you said, like, you were on board instantly?
I mean, I'll almost always get a special, if I'm being honest.
You are. But, yeah, I guess you are on the special.
But it is, she said they make, she also told me afterwards, I did ask, like, what is making this so good? Mm-hmm. They do make their own syrup in-house, and it is, and there is real pumpkin in it. It's either dissolved into it or strained through it or something. She didn't really know, to be honest. But
wow.
She just, you know, it was kind of quiet and casual. I think that was it. It felt like I was being let in on a secret. It was more about it being an off-menu item than it being a special. I think that was it. And that's actually more what I'm inclined to go to.
Isn't that what a special is, an off-menu item?
I see a distinction in that an off-menu item might be like
a seasonal thing.
That, I think, is a special. I think an off-menu item is like, look, we just got the delivery person. They dropped off a crate of these things. The chef was cooking these for a family meal. We got some weird mushrooms in this omelet. Do you want one? And I'll go, fucking A. Yeah, let's do that. Or no, they tell you, we have a secret spicy salsa that you can only get.
Use your life experience example as the example, because I don't see how it's an off-menu item.
I mean, I think it is a special, but the way she approached it, she said, it's not on the menu. She didn't call it a special. She said, this is not on the menu.
And it's a special, though. Maybe that's how they do it in Canada. Do we have any Canadians in the chat?
Oh, my God. Everything is, they're just like, it's not on the menu, but we have halibut tonight, and it's braised in a white wine caper sauce.
Okay, wait, now we're getting somewhere, though. Was there a bit of a lean-in letting you in on a secret situation with this?
Everybody up there is pretty unassuming.
Okay.
And mostly humorless, I have to say. But I do think that there was a bit of a lean-in, but it was also a kind of loud restaurant in a sort of basement setting. And so she did, I think, have to lean over. Also, I was sitting down. Yes, a subterranean. You did walk downstairs.
Garden level or a legit basement?
I'm going to say garden level. There were windows, but it was down below street level.
Huh.
Yes.
I'm going to need one moment to close the door because of that construction. While I'm gone, tell the listeners one thing you like about me and my beverages that I like.
Okay, sure. One of my favorite things about Roro is his consistency. He drinks the same thing all the time. I recently listened to a 7-year-old episode of the show where he was talking about how he likes lemon LaCroix.
So, were you able to say anything?
I did, yeah.
Oh, great.
Okay. Filled him in.
So,
that was great.
What else
also
in Canada?
Oh, I'm ready.
Yeah.
Great cocktails. The Negroni, very popular up there.
The Negroni?
The Negroni is like was on the top of every cocktail menu, which was also my pandemic beverage for those of you just joining us. That was really my go-to cocktail of choice. And so it was very pleasant to see it all over the place. But also, I had not one but two different, one in each of the cities I visited, a smoked old fashioned. And actually, no, that's not true. The first one was technically, I believe, a Manhattan, but it was called a smokestack. And it was made with a bunch of smoky scotches. It was basically a Manhattan with scotch in it. And so it tasted very peaty, very smoky. And with all the other characteristics of a Manhattan, it's like a little bit sweet, delicious. I could see it being an extra big treat in cold weather. But I also had a smoked old fashioned.
Oh. Should we run the clip?
Let's roll the tape.
You know, it's funny you mentioned Manhattans. I had like three of them the other night, and I can't remember the last time I had a Manhattan. And my takeaway was I like them. I don't like them as much as an old fashioned, though. Because what is it? It's just booze, bitters. And is there even anything else in it?
Yeah, there's vermouth. There's like the red vermouth in it. So that's... That is, I think, maybe the divisive bit in it. And it can be, and sometimes depending on the booze too, they can be not very smooth.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have the, because the vermouth is sweet vermouth. So it is, it does sweeten it a bit like an old fashioned while keeping it very boozy. But sometimes I think if the ingredients are not great, it's not a smooth beverage and that makes it tough to enjoy.
Got it. Okay, so what did we have here that we're going to check out?
Oh, wait, hold on. We do have a question. Bad Bridgie asking.
Yeah.
I thought Roro's off whiskey. Is this a return?
Yeah. I was banned by my wife from whiskey some years ago. This is quite a few years ago. And then...
it's a long ban.
I've been let back in under a watchful eye, especially with old fashions. And just in my older, more responsible years, I think I can handle it. And I'm a big fan. And you'll also see behind us, there's some Four Roses bourbon lurking in the background, which we'll get to in a moment. So we're very pro brown liquor over here these days. Okay, Jojo, are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Do you want to set it up at all or should we just watch it?
Yeah, sure. So I was staying at a hotel. It's the Marriott in downtown Calgary. The restaurant in the lobby level of the hotel, which you frustratingly could not get room service from, so it's a separate thing. They had a big sign that said, "We're the home of the smoked old fashioned." And so, you know, I had to get one.
Yes.
It was staring me in the face every time I went down the elevator. And so I went in on night one. I was like, I'm going to go get one of these to go. I'm going to bring it to my hotel room. But then I recognized a couple people at the bar. I sat down. I talked to this gentleman we're about to hear from. And they have a menu. The menu is they have a few that are prepared, like different styles of the smoked old fashioned. And then they also have like a choose your own adventure situation. You can make your own. So they have different wood smokes you can choose from, different bitters, different sweeteners, and then your booze of choice. And I was just like, that is too many choices for me. That's like, you know, salad bar levels of commitment I'm not willing to make.
Give me Old Faithful. Give me the one.
And that's exactly what I said. I said, I'm going to put my faith in you, my trust in you, and I want you to make me your favorite combination. And so here we go. So you can see this board in front of me. I'll set this up too. That's got the five different woods. They're glued together. And so you can already see he's got that butane torch ripping.
Once we hit the play button, you'll be able to see underneath it has the name of the woods. I was wondering that how the different woods were on the same plank. So they're glued together. That
I
makes
think
sense.
So, or otherwise fastened together, yes.
All right, you ready?
Ready.
That thing's not getting out of the way. That's annoying. Oh, there we go. It's got like a blowtorch just on a piece of wood, getting that hot.
Yes. And it's really getting red hot. There's a British guy next to me doing some commentary. Oh, yes. I asked him if they ever burn through it, and you can see the burn mark on the bar.
Yeah, it's almost like, how wouldn't they burn through this? Okay. Places the cup over the wood, and it's completely filled with smoke. Wow.
Dark gray smoke.
It's really kind of crazy because he really was like burning it for a long time, almost more than you would think you would need, right?
I think it must be that like you got, these are basically pieces of charcoal now. And so maybe to get it to catch fire, you need to get it so hot to then make it smoky.
Did you happen to ask how long this piece of wood lasts him? I wonder, like, is this like good for a week or good for a month? Or, you
great
know what
question.
I mean?
Wow. I did not know. Oh, welcome, Kelly. First time attendee, long time fan. That's
Shout
a good lunchtime
Kelly.
Is happening,
Yowza.
Guys. So this, yeah, I don't know how long it lasts, but they seem to have at least a few going on there
right,
as well.
Amazing. All right, let's see. This is, looks incredible. That's a hefty size glass there, too, we should point out.
That is true. It's bigger than, I feel like, a normal rocks glass.
Or that is a very small man.
He comes to the party.
Yeah, have you got your own flavor?
Is the bartender? I don't recognize his accent. That's not French, is it? French-Canadian vibes?
I couldn't tell. It kind of sounded Spanish to me.
Yeah, I don't think he's Canadian.
He's not Canadian.
Okay, I'm ready.
You want to smoke,
okay.
Oh, my God.
In
goes. I got to pause.
Do it.
Yeah. Huge cylindrical ice cube. Cylindrical? Ball.
Spherical. Yeah. In it drops. And also,
that
immediately dissipates the smoke. He's got a little orange peel. He's ready to go.
We're together. Come for you.
And then he pours in the little pre-made concoction. More smoke pours out.
Wow.
Thank you so much.
And so I don't recall. I couldn't understand what he was telling me, the ingredients he picked. So unfortunately, I can't tell you exactly what was in there other than I know it was sweetened with maple syrup. That was the sweetening agent of choice. And it's certainly bourbon, though I don't know what. And it had a kind of, it reminded me a bit of the winter warmer because it had definitely like a little bit of an herbal kind of cinnamony flavor, the whole thing. It was fucking delicious. And it leaves everybody smelling like a campfire in this hotel bar, which was great.
Yeah, and how much, on the palate, how much smokiness in there?
Quite a bit, but I mean, it's still, because the thing you're drinking is still just the old fashioned.
Yeah.
It's really easy to drink. It is not like drinking a really peaty scotch, for instance. It doesn't come across as like harsh, if that's or with that sort of bite of the scotch. And maybe also because it's also very cold. Yeah, it was a delightful drink. I didn't end up going back for another one during my visit, but it was obviously a lot of people ordering them. They're making a ton of those things. Mm-hmm. And I would absolutely order it again. And he said, too, every bartender has their own special, like their favorite that they've all decided is like the combo.
And how many loonies does it cost?
A lot of loonies. That's why I didn't go for another one. They were like $20 a pop. So like, which I guess, I mean, with the exchange rate, probably only cost me like $14, which is fine. Yeah. I'm happy to do it. But it was like, a little on the spendy side to keep going back to the well or get a second one that night. And the British guy next to me, I bought a round for the two guys I was sitting with. Mm-hmm. And he kept, every time he'd see me for the rest of the week, because we're there at a conference, he kept saying, "Old fashioned. I'm going to get you an old fashioned, mate." And he never did. I'm going to find him.
Yeah, you're going to find him.
Springing on when he least expects it.
That sounds so fantastic. All right. Amazing update. In the same spirit as those spirits that you had, next week, hold on. Sorry, guys. I'm on a different computer situation here. Next week, we're having Michael Jonathan Smith on. He's a writer on Cobra Kai and a showrunner, and amazing guy. And this is what we're going to do with Michael. We are going to do a blind shootout of every variety of Four Roses bourbon. And I, as you guys know, I'm a big fan of Four Roses bourbon. This, I cannot wait to do a blind taste test of these. So I will know. Now, I've had, if you look up here, you've got the OG, which is just Four Roses bourbon, which is a very solid, like $20 bourbon at the store. Like
very solid. Yes.
Very solid. Then you got the small batch. I absolutely love the small batch. Then you've got the single barrel, which I believe is, okay, yeah, that's 100 proof. Is that 100 proof?
Oh, yeah, that would make.
It says 100 proof, right? Sense. On the bottom. Yes, is 100 proof. I love that one so much. I have not had small batch select, but I saw it at Costco the other day. So I'm going to grab a big thing of it at Costco because I know I'll go through all these because we go silly with the old fashions in Christmas time. But I wanted to see what it makes small batch 104 proof.
Yeah, boy.
So anyways, I am super excited. If anyone wants to go on that ride, I know it's a bit of a crazy ride. But at least get a bottle of Four Roses, and we'll be doing that next week. In addition, Michael Jonathan Smith is a big Hot Ones fan, and he just got like the new season's hot sauces of the latest season. I tried to get them, but they were sold out. So, but I think when I rendezvous with him, I think I might get some samples for us, JoJo. So I think we might check out some Hot Ones hot sauces as well, which would be super fun.
Amazing. Yes. And I'm going to just reiterate what Roro said. Do at least treat yourself to one of these bottles. I don't think any of them are over like $40. I don't, you know, there's no like $100 bottles in what we're looking at.
No. And the small batch is, I want to say the small batch you can find for like, yeah, like 32, 35. And then the single one, you know, might be a little over 40, depending on where you are. But if you're going to like, you know, your BevMo's and your Total Wines.
Yes.
And to be honest, the small batch select I saw at Costco, I think it was only like $40 and it was a big bottle. So I think it's like real bang for your buck.
That seems like I'm even just looking that it is available at Target, the small batch select, and it's $62, it's telling me. So that's a good price.
Yeah.
And Four Roses is one that I don't remember if it was the small batch or the single barrel, but it was one of those first whiskeys I ever had that I was like, oh, damn, this is great. So I'm excited. I'm excited to drink these. That's a great.
I can't wait. Well, let's get into what we're drinking today.
Okay.
And then after that, I want to make a little beat for with some Duck and Bev sounds for our rap contest coming up. But to get ready for that,
we got to fuel up.
And I think I picked the perfect thing to fuel up. And I have a big admission to make here. But JoJo, do you want to drum roll? Were you excited? JoJo did not know what we were drinking until like an hour ago.
Dun-un, I'm ready.
Dun-un, dun-un. Code Red. In addition to Code Red, we need to have a little sidecar of regular Mountain Dew just to put things in perspective. And we got the mystery flavor Mountain Dew of 2022.
The View Dew, which is a great little pre-Halloween treat. Looks like it.
But here is my admission. I'm super embarrassed to say this. If any of you had listened to the show ages ago or more recently, I drank so much Mountain Dew in my lifetime. It was my favorite soda. So my favorites. I don't drink it anymore. I have never had Code Red. And I know JoJo has a history with it, which we'll hear about, but this just seems like the perfect thing to drink on a day like this where we're going to make some fire beats shortly.
And I cannot believe that you'd never had it, but it makes me so glad that we don't have a guest here to witness that. This is a private moment just for us to share.
With us and the rest of you guys here. Kelly Meowza saying, do y'all need any hot sauces for testing? I came across a few at Furnace Fest recently.
Oh.
Is Furnace Fest a hot sauce festival?
It does sound like it, doesn't it?
It sure does.
It is a music festival.
Oh, interesting. And Randy, I love Code Red. I also loved Pitch Black, but I don't think it's available anymore. I think you are correct about that, Randy.
I think you're right about that. I do remember that.
So, Jojo, as you having a history with Code Red,
boy, do I.
How are we diving into this? What is the order? Are we going Code Red, a little Mountain Dew, a little mystery, back to Code Red? Like, what are we doing?
Oh, my goodness. I think, yeah, why not just dive right into Code Red? That is kind of how I came to it. I just did look this up. It was released in May of 2001. So the start of my sophomore year in college, which would have been like August of 2001, I was an orientation leader. And so that meant coming to school a little bit early, like a couple weeks before people got there. And I would drink this. I would just go get this stuff at the 7-Eleven around the corner from my dorm, like every night. I had never seen it before, and we kind of got it as a joke. It wasn't just like, oh, I want some Mountain Dew. Oh, wait, what's this? It was kind of like, it was just one of those like a little late night pick me up, and then we'll rock and roll here. And it was kind of at the time when it seemed like it was a thing for LAN gaming, as it was then, you know, you're staying up late. You know, your local area network.
It's a gamer drink for sure.
It feels like a gamer drink. And it even did right there, right at the launch. Anyway, but I was fucking obsessed with it. I loved it so much. I used to get these and the Fritos barbecue flavor twists.
That's a
snack
combo
of choice.
I'm kind of surprised at like the affirmations we're getting in the chat for this. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
It seems like an odd ratio, but it seems like people in general, listen, this was when they put this out, I don't think there's a world which Mountain Dew was like, this is going to be a forever flavor. That's just my gut, that this was one of their many kind of test flavors maybe, but it stood around. It's like a, what do they call it? It's a
legacy beverage at this point. It's an elder statesman. It's 21 years old.
Let's go. I'm so excited.
You could drink now.
Candace saying, I love Code Red, but I wish I could find it in the zero sugar version. I do think that exists.
Oh.
Also, I was hanging out with my buddy Scott this week, and he informed me that Mountain Dew Zero is where it's at, and he just pounds them all day long. It's his new favorite beverage.
Wow.
Okay. Does this smell like Mountain Dew? Yes, there is some dew there.
There is a bit of dew.
But I'm also getting the cherry.
Mm-hmm.
This seems like it's going to be a lot. How much sugar does this have? 76 grams. Holy shit.
Oh, that's in the entire bottle.
That's in the whole bottle.
This is a 20 ouncer, so a can would have still a lot.
I mean, it really just tastes like Mountain Dew with grenadine in it.
Yes!
It even feels like the syrupiness of like having grenadine.
Yes, it's legit like they just added grenadine, which is the best. And it's, you're right, pretty, the syrupiness, the bubbles kind of take a hit from it, but I'm here for it.
It's pretty great. It's funny for me to think, like, similarly to what you're saying about getting up early, I really would bring these in high school and in college. I would crack a Mountain Dew and eat Pop-Tarts in my, 8 o'clock class. I would kick off the day with these, which seems absurd right now. The sugar, like, I'm already feeling a jolt from this.
Could you imagine doing that tomorrow morning? Cracking a Dew and eating cold Pop-Tarts with it.
I mean, I could maybe try.
What kind of Pop-Tarts? It's related because
always was with maple brown sugar cinnamon.
Okay, Pop-Tarts.
This is good though. It seems it's flavor forward. Like, this is a in your face beverage. Like, I don't know if I could drink the whole thing at this stage of my life.
It is. It's a sugar rush. It's hitting on all cylinders. The fact that this would hit. Dude, this is absolutely what I would get. I don't like the 20 ounce bottle. I don't know if they've ever put it in cans or anything.
I think you can get it in cans. Yeah.
Now it's cracked past that, because that means I was ripping 76 grams of sugar nightly 152% of your daily value of sugar. I mean, it's 300 calories, 280 calories of this.
It's bonkers.
Do we want a palate cleanse with some classic?
Yeah. That seems to be the move. No. Let's go to some classic. My old friend here. Oh,
sugar wise, somehow higher. 77 grams.
Here's another theory of why this might have missed me. And I've talked before on the show about, so when I moved to New York City, I would have been in New York City when this was introduced. I've mentioned this story before of being at a new job and someone being like, hey, we're going to get drinks for everybody. Like, what does everybody want? And like, you know, I hear so-and-so like, oh, give me a Coke, give me a Diet Coke, da da da. And I was like, I'll take a Mountain Dew. And it was like a fucking needle scrapper, like Mountain Dew. And I got so much shit that day. But I still, you know, I stayed true to myself. And I then became the guy at work that drank the Mountain Dew. But I got a lot of shit for it. And it just, I don't think, like, Code Red might not have made it into Manhattan. There's a chance that that could be. Like, it was definitely not a starter market. Do you know what I mean?
Right. They were not testing it out on the streets of the Lower East Side. No.
Now, this regular Mountain Dew smells way different in my memory. Does this make sense? The Code Red smelled more like Mountain Dew in my memory than this does.
I totally agree. This has a very mild smell. But I also was a big Mountain Dew kid. When I could get it, it was the best.
Oh, yeah. Citrusy.
Huh. Also a little more flat.
Yeah.
And that could just be the bottle. I don't blame the dew for that. I never could. Never would. Also kind of syrupy though, right?
Yeah. And a different, there is like it's lighter feeling, but at the same time, let's see, is there more or less sugar in here? 1 gram more sugar. That's not going to make a difference, but it feels sweeter to me in an odd way, in the science of it all way. Like, my body's feeling the sugar and like, ugh, where the the Code Red is a little bit smoother of a drug.
Yeah, a little sneakier. Yeah, this one kind of hits you on the teeth.
Yeah.
Where you go like, that's probably bad for me.
Here is the one problem, too, with Mountain Dew in general. When I do circle back to it, which I'll do, you know, once every 5 years, it just doesn't hit like it did in my youth. And not even in nostalgic way. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm just like, wow, I drank so much of this. Randy's saying Code Red has less sugar, so it's like Diet Mountain Dew, right? Yeah, that 1 gram less of sugar, that'll get you into that.
Yeah, they'll get into shape, in a fighting shape. Wow. Oh, and Kelly is really letting that North Carolina flag fly, saying that it is blasphemy that we called Mountain Dew Code Red, grenadine and Mountain Dew. She says cheer wine plus dew. I'll take it. I would love to do.
I'll get some cheer wine for us.
Find the Code Red. Give me. I'll do that shootout. Cheer wine plus Mountain Dew.
Grenadine plus Mountain Dew.
Code Red.
And maybe one of the, that sounds great. Let's put that
red
on the
food coloring in a Mountain Dew. Do you know how much red food coloring you would have to put in classic Mountain Dew to make it turn red?
I feel my heart rate going up.
Yeah.
And that is you make a great point. I'm just going to pull up my heart rate real quick on my watch.
We should have done that. Yes.
I do feel like, wow, is all I'm going to say. Well, I'm just going to check my heart rate now, and then we'll check it in like 5 minutes after we keep going on this.
Okay.
All right, I'm at 91 BPM.
I'm only at 76.
Okay. Whew, interesting.
Pretty relaxed.
Let's go to mystery, and then I definitely want to circle back to Code Red, though. But yes. Let's go into mystery for a minute. This is mystery 2022. So do you think the fun with this is everybody like trying to guess what it is?
I would imagine. That's why I was hesitating to Google it in advance, because I would love to know what flavors are trying to get across and what it is that we're tasting.
You can smell it when it comes up. Oh, you want to know what's interesting?
I didn't even have the cap off and I could smell it.
Holy crap.
Wowzer. What does this smell like to you?
Okay, hold on. Pixie sticks?
Oh, I was going to say it's either like cotton candy scratch and sniff stickers.
Oh, yeah. I got that for sure.
Raspberry Airheads?
Sure. Ooh, you are onto something with blue raspberry. Now, can I tell you a weird little hint that I'm seeing here? And I don't know if it... Wait, does it say it on here? Oh, no. It is called Voodoo. Okay, so this is Mountain Dew Voodoo.
Voodoo.
The 2022 mystery flavor. Let's drink it, and then let's pull up on the screen to see if there is any... What the deal is with this one. Wow. That is... What was the raspberry one?
Raspberry Airheads?
Yeah, this is like blue raspberry Airhead powder just dripped into here or poured into here. Very tart. Very tart. They're leaning into like Sour Patch Kid land with this. This is strictly for the kids.
This is 100% for the kiddos. I would imagine this could have even like premiered at some kind of like teenage geared event. I was trying to think, it's like the Adult Swim Festival. Is that, it's younger than that, I think. Yeah, it's something. This is
feels
like
it's for like middle schoolers.
Fortnite,
though.
Right? It's like it's a Fortnite crowd, maybe even a Splatoon.
Okay, my heart is, I got to check my heart again. What did I say it was
I'm
before?
I'm at 91.
What did I say before? I said 91, right? 91 was what I had. Okay, 98. I've gone up a little bit.
Whew. Yeah, I mean, mine went up 15 beats per minute.
At what point in time do we get scared?
Won't it tell us? It's not just here. It's like it will.
Okay.
Somebody's asking what brand your hat is, and I'm only going to allow the question on this beverage podcast because it does seem culturally appropriate if the answer is yes.
What brand is the hat? Is it Girl Skateboards? Yes, this is a Girl Skateboards hat.
I would feel like skateboarding, extreme sports, Mountain Dew. That's the connection here.
I love it.
I'm here for it.
All right, let's see what we got here with the... We probably want that bigger, huh?
Yeah, afraid so.
Afraid so. Oh, wait.
Golly. Okay, I'm back down to 78. I don't know.
I'm no joke. I'm like, okay, so wait. I'm doing Mountain Dew. I'm feeling crazy. What's so great if something really goes awry with this right now, and like one of us does have a heart attack, it is so well documented what we did. I'm feeling like a huge settlement out of it.
That's
although
true.
Me just saying that right now might You're be really a little damning.
You fucked yourself over. Look, I'm not going to try to proactively sue anybody.
Okay,
if for some reason some money ends up in my pocket from Mountain Dew, I'll share the wealth.
Mountain Dew Voodoo is back.
Hoy!
It's funny. Look, this looks like it says the 2021, where ours is 2022.
And this is the Mountain Dew website.
Yeah, this seems weird, doesn't it?
They just don't talk about it anymore.
Hold on. I guess
in 2020 it was really important, like to make sure people knew.
Enter there the Dew Emporium. Okay. Limited time.
Wait, should we be scanning our specially marked 20-ounce Mountain Dew or Mountain Dew Voodoo to step into a world of sinister surprises?
Yeah, maybe. How do you do that? Scan your bottle.
Man, can you drop this link in the chat?
Oh, I don't know how this works.
Oh, boy.
Okay, wait. I'm aborting that for a minute.
Okay, fine.
I just want to find out more about this Voodoo.
I want you to, because I want you to win a like a foam pit, you know?
Yes, I do.
For you to do backflips into.
Okay. Mountain Dew Original, Mountain Dew Flavors. Okay, so there's Livewire, Code Red, Voltage, Major Melon. I do want to try that Major Melon at some point.
Blast doesn't even get a mention.
How come the mystery flavor is not even on here? Okay, here we go. Wait,
wow, look at this family of beverages.
Okay, Voodoo. Here we go. Limited time only. Mountain Dew Voodoo returns with a brand new mystery taste. Can you guess this year's flavor before spooky season runs out? Do they then reveal it at some point?
I hope so.
Okay, wait. You know what we're going to do? We're going to do Mountain Dew Voodoo.
Flavor. 2022.
Reddit, right? That's
the yes.
Myth. Okay. Okay, there's people everywhere. It's sour gummy worms. Hilarious.
Solid choice.
That's what I think too, someone says.
Okay. Bandwagon.
Giving off Sour Patch Kid vibes to me. That's what I was feeling.
No upvote for that though, huh?
Sweet Lightning Mountain Dew, only available at KFC. I immediately thought Sour Patch Kids.
Well, what's only available at KFC?
Sweet Lightning.
Sweet Lightning?
Someone's saying it's tangerine for short. Wait, could there be tangerine in this?
No, absolutely not. They're getting fooled by the orange label.
I love Bomb Pop. Someone says Bomb Pop. All right, this is okay, so this definitely hasn't been revealed yet. Okay. All right. Interesting.
Wow. Some shade for Major Melon in the chat.
How so?
Candace saying, I hated the Major Melon.
Oh, Candace.
Get out of here.
We do need to try it. Okay, let's circle back to Code Red. Actually, I'm going to do a quick palate cleanse.
Okay. Yeah, this is good to just go back down the stairs here.
God, this is crazy.
Okay, original, getting better as you get into it.
Hands down, though, my favorite is Code Red, and which I can't, kind of feels like heresy saying, but I'm a fan.
It's the best. It's so good.
All right, I'm up to 98 BPM. I guess I'm holding steady now at 98 BPM.
That's where you want to.
I guess that's out. What we should make. Should we make our Bev beat at 98 BPM? That seems pretty hip-hoppy.
Love this. Yes.
Okay.
I'll try to get up to, let me see if I can get up to 98 as well.
It's actually, oh, I'm up to 102 right now.
No, brother.
That's a little fast for our hip hop jam. So I think we should get into this and make a little beat real quick because what time is it? Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do this. So JoJo, this is what I'm thinking. I grabbed all the Bev sounds.
Okay.
We're not going to use anything but beverage sounds. Nothing but beverage sounds and duck sounds. I got, you sent me the Mr. Quacker sound, yeah, so yeah. I got that.
Mr. Snackers, thank you.
Mr. Snackers, sorry.
He forgives you.
I love Mr. Snackers. I love Mr. Snackers so much. I don't know if we need this full screen, right? But we'll just have this down here so people know I'm actually doing this and not faking it.
Yes.
So I don't think it needs to be full screen, right? This
is real time.
We're not doing a music production tutorial here.
No. And to remind everybody what's happening here, this is a contest. People sent in beverage sounds. We provided some. Roro is going to make a beat that then we will make available.
Mm-hmm.
To you, mm-hmm. for beverage related freestyles,
mm-hmm.
and you are welcome to submit them to us, and we mm-hmm. will, of course, pick a winner and judge them harshly but fairly.
I have an idea of part of the prize. Are you ready? I'm ready to show it to you.
Okay, yes, absolutely.
Okay, part of the prize is going to be this brand new Tito's.
Yes.
Tito's in a can. Ingredients not included. This is a vessel to put Tito's and seltzer into. They haven't jumped on the bandwagon. Instead, they made a fucking empty can, and I think it is the coolest goddamn thing ever.
Now, that thing is like thicker than, it's like a double-walled steel thing, right? Like, or is it, does it feel like a can in your hand?
No, it is more substantial than a normal can. And it's amazing. There's like little recipes on the side in the ingredient where it looks like ingredients. There's recipes. This is so cool. And awesome. I think, you know, I think what we'll do also, we're going to have a Tito's episode soon. There's a friend of the show's husband that's super into Tito's that I want to do a blind shootout of like Tito's versus.
Great.
What is in that? What is a classic in that? We'll do like Tito's versus the Goose versus maybe Kirkland versus something else. Just like yeah, classics. Yep. But anyways, this is the winner of the contest. Will definitely get this. Will be in the prize pack, and we're going to add more to the prize pack too. Don't you think, Jojo? But this
100%. Yes.
I mean, we could put money in here for people.
It's going to be a sick prize pack. That is merely the base of the thing. We're going to, I like this. We're going to put together some goody goods.
All right. So let's real quick make a bib beat. So Jojo, I'm open to any of your suggestions. You just tell me what to do. If anything crosses your mind, I'm going to show you what we're working with. Okay.
Okay.
I dropped, is that too loud?
No, that sounds good.
Okay, so I put in, what do we got here? We've got a bunch of sounds. Like, that's a beer bottle sliding.
Oh.
We got a can opening. That was something with the beer bottle. What is that? The ring pull on the beer bottle. That was some ice.
I like
ice
that.
Ice there. What was this one? Some clanky beer bottle thing. This I thought could, this was just like another clicking thing from a beer can. It's a beer glass bottle or something. Throwing the metal can away. We all know what that is.
Yeah.
That's real nice. We're definitely using that. That's a sip there.
That's a sip. It even sounds like soda in a glass or something. You know, it sounded more like a pressurized.
Yeah.
Like spraying it in there.
This feels like JoJo.
That one's not me, I'll tell you that.
What was this one? This is a gulp. That's weird.
Somebody Ooh. Capture that?
There's an opening. Uh-huh. Love that. I love all these fizzes. I like the slurp. What is that? That's another swallow? Sounds weird.
I guess if you really went like this.
There's some champagne stuff. A little ice.
Like that.
Now, you wanted to know something crazy? My buddy Jason works out of Capitol Studios, the famous Capitol Studios, often. Wow. And I forgot, he sent these to me ages ago. He had done all these recordings of Perrier cans. So these are just Perrier cans recorded in Capitol Studios.
Wow.
That one, that's one. Perrier cans. Anyways, you get the idea.
Love that. We got like those. A steel drum sound with those.
And then we got Mr. Snackers here. That was from Ducky Daycare. What was that
Owl
one?
Honk.
That one says Mr. Snackers, hello. What was this one? That says honk, Mr. Snackers.
Yeah.
That says Mr. Snackers hungry.
That's not true. That one's me. I made that sound.
And is that Mr. Snackers?
No, those two are me. I can't lie about that. You know, I get in there.
Okay. I think I want to, as weird as this sounds, I'm being pulled to Mr. Snackers first. Is that okay?
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. That's not what I expected, but I'm here for that. Yeah.
You're
the maestro
feel like,
here.
I feel like he might just be giving us some sort of like musical element more so. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's like a little more melodic.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck, you know what they say? They say go with your first instinct. Do you know what mm-hmm. I mean?
Yes.
So that's going to be that right there is really going to dictate a lot. Well, let's put a little reverb on here. Oh, boy. I love watching this. I didn't expect that this would be.
Oh,
that feels so nice.
We're taking him to the club. This is great. I'm here
now.
For
that
it.
Tempo, though. Wait, what's your heart rate? What's your heart rate at?
Oh, you know what?
Whatever your heart rate
slow.
Is right now is the tempo. Tell me your
it's
heart rate.
It's gonna be too slow. 76.
Ooh, you've already calmed down. That
I am. I'm back at 81. I'm spiking.
I'm at 87. Hold on. It's looking.
I thought we had already determined.
I'm at 91. Let's go 91.
91.
91. Okay. All right. Let me mute this guy. You ready? Oh, it's slower than I thought.
Yeah. Doesn't the can have to open here?
Oh my God, yes. I almost feel like we're going to need like a little intro on it too. So let's think that we're going to circle back on the intro. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so let's get the beef of the beat real quick. Here we go. Oh yeah, that's nice. Okay, we need like a snare drum sound for we really need a kick drum is what we need. We're gonna have to pitch something down.
I think that the one that was like the bottle or maybe one of the throat sounds.
Oh wait, we need to go deeper. There it is. That's a contender.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Let's pitch that guy down. Where are you, friend? Ooh, it has some tone to it, but that might be okay. Should we try it?
Yeah.
Okay, let's find a snare though first.
Bad Bridgie says dogs in my street are going nuts.
That's right. I'm gonna put a little filter. Wait till
your dogs start going nuts though, you know what I mean?
Oh, or was this the thing that could be a kick too? I would throw that.
It kind of sounds a little vomity. I'm a little nervous about that.
Okay. That could definitely
any of those can opening sounds, it kind of is reminiscent to me of like Paper Planes or Bang Bang by Dr. Dre.
Do we want it's up like or the down
gun cocking as a snare?
Higher? That's lower. Should we go back to it being higher? Yeah.
I like that.
Okay. Fuck, man. This goes hard. We're going to need a way bigger snare. Fuck, it's so fire.
This is incredible.
I'm going to finally get my first Grammy, I think. Okay, we need some slurps.
We need some slurps, and we definitely need some can hiss.
Okay. Wait, I'm going to do every other on these slurps. Ooh. Okay, that's feeling really, really strong. Are we getting any feedback in the streets? Oh, yeah. Perrier kick. Okay. Let's see here.
I feel like those Perrier sounds are so melodic to me.
Yeah, that might be. Ooh.
What is that one?
That's a Perrier scrape. Can we use a Perrier scrape? I mean, it satisfies the bill.
It's a better sound, absolutely. Oh, that's it. The scrape into the slurp.
And let's see if we can get like a little bass sound or something of a quack, you know, meh, like some sort of a fucking quack there. Anyone in the chat feels free. Wow. Jojo.
It's been a long time together, you know?
Holy crap. That's beautiful.
So that's nice.
Oh, that's something in there is going to happen. Whoop. Okay. Yeah.
Whoa, what happens if you reverse the honk? The question is being posed.
Okay. I think I'm going to put it back to normal because I want it to be a little bit more like bassy.
Oh, yeah.
Put some stank on this. Careful, friends. There we go.
Whoa.
So I don't know if we need the bass. This feels so tight like this.
It does. I kind of like it though. It doesn't have to be everywhere.
I feel like we need something to make it a little crazier. Hold on. Anything you can think of. Oh, there we go.
Just just for making those like tones and movie trailers, right? Is that all that plugin is for?
That's just a little reverb we're adding there. Ooh, that feels nice, right? Does the bass sound as whack as I think it does?
It does
it
a
hilarious?
Little bit. I mean, I think it worked, but it feels, does it need to appear more frequently or is it
maybe.
Right?
Dude, this is so fucking
this
fire.
This is fucking amazing. Oh my god.
It's like, you know, it's like equal parts the catchiest thing I've ever heard, and then like equal parts incredible. You know what I mean?
Yes. Oh, Lunkterog asking, or Lunkter OG? We never got that clarified, but where will we get to download this jam?
We'll put it up on Linktree.
We'll probably put it on our Linktree, but we could have it somewhere. You can grab it securely.
Okay, and so we want this to be short and sweet, though, right? Like,
I think so. We want like 30 seconds, right? We want enough
I think
time
we went 30
seconds.
Yeah.
I hope everybody is like digging into their book of rhymes right now.
I know I am.
I'm even going to say this. There may be some consolation prizes, possibly for anyone who participates.
I think you're a winner just for participating.
I mean, your prize is getting to live with this beat for at least 30 seconds. So, I mean, that alone is its own reward.
Maybe there's
is anyone else as impressed by this as I am? I'm slurping this up over here.
Jojo, any suggestions?
I feel good about this. As much as I love hearing, as like excited as I was by those Perrier steel drum sounds, I feel like we're beyond it. And I think we can also, what I'm loving about this so much is the depth that we can plunge here, that we can go back to this seasonally.
We do need this sound.
Ooh.
Where'd it go? A 30-second rap, you know what I mean? Like, ooh, yeah. Sip, slipping with my snackers. Gotta get some Code Rush and crackers. You know what I mean? Just anything. Let the beat speak to you. I'm going to lay one down. Jojo, I know you're going to lay one down.
I will, absolutely.
I think this is a great place to stop. Randy's saying, does it get quieter as it go? Maybe. We'll check that out. We'll make sure
this will be nice.
Banging. Okay, this is great. All right, we made a beat. We got a contest. We'll put this up on the Linktree. It will be up tomorrow on the Linktree. So go record your 30-second reps. You can do it over our voicemail. You can send us an email with the recording. Or if you're really brave, you could do a video of yourself doing it and send it to us on Instagram.
Absolutely. And don't forget, if you don't need special recording software to make this happen, if you just want to leave your freestyle on the voicemail, you can just do that and we will lay it in there. That is 909-295-CAFE.
Yeah. And you could just have the beat playing on your computer and record on your voice notes on your phone. Whatever's clutter. All right, everybody, thanks for hanging with us today. A special day episode.
Truly. And do we need to answer a quick Brian's question?
Yes, we do. Thank you.
This is a special segment of the show we call Brian's question. When the show started, Andy's brother-in-law Brian sent us 100 questions. When we relaunched it, he sent 100 more. This is question season 2, number 27. What is the go-to bubble tea?
Go-to bubble tea. I don't know.
No bubble tea at all. That's my go-to.
Does he mean boba?
Yes.
You're not a fan.
It freaks me out. Not interested.
I don't think I'm that interested too. How does it compare to that weird thing that Death by Romy made us drink?
Oh, I'd say favorably. I'm assuming it's better than that.
I don't know what the go-to bubble tea is.
Green?
Sure. A green boba?
Yeah.
I like that. All right, everybody. Oh, man, this is super fun with the chat today, JoJo. I love this.
Look, we may have to do some more daytimes. Yes, thank you. If go tell your friends how much fun you had in the chat, and maybe we'll do some more daytime episodes. You let us know a time that works for you, and we'll make it happen.
Love it. All right, gang. And last but not least,
Go fuck yourself.